in your own life and life of others. Thank God he's merciful. Thank God he doesn't go by the things we say. But I don't want to give Satan opportunity. It would be terrible. Just get up to heaven and go, God, I knew that horrible thing was going to happen to them. I just knew it because they didn't listen to me. And God said, no, it happened to them because you spoke it to 10 people when they didn't listen to you. And Satan took that power to bring it to pass. Oh, the conviction of the Holy Ghost. Everybody's like, oh, that's why there's power in your tongue. Power to set something to hell or to help something. See, my thing is, don't say anything until you get your heart right. I mean, it's good to fast talking on the phone and stuff when you still got that thing floating around there, you know. Or at least say it in a way Satan can't use it, such as I did that day. I know this is wrong. I know what I'm feeling isn't the Holy Spirit. But I want to work it out and get it out. So this is what I feel like, but I'm not empowering it because I don't agree with it. I just want it out of here. And then it's like, don't anybody talk to me until I get it out of here. Don't let the waitress look at me wrong. I think, I can't believe how mean this thing is. I mean, oh Lord, if it hadn't been for sanctification, if it hadn't been for SOS Tuesday nights and you showing me, whoa, thank you God for not giving me power when I cried out and prayed for it and almost demanded it from heaven because of a book I read. Whoa, ha-ha. Oh God, thank you. Don't give it to me till you know I'm ready, not to kill everybody and myself with it and to glorify you. Only when I can glorify you with it shall you give it to me. I agree. I don't even know my own heart. It's the Bible. How many is learning that here? I don't even know my own heart. But boy, when the Holy Spirit speaks something, conviction hits my heart and I realize, oh, that is there. Oh, it's so ugly. Even the people, quote, who had nice until a few minutes ago are seeing this. See, he already knows we have this stuff there. That's why he wants us to get free. But getting free feels so good. This is so much more fun than staying bound and trying to cover it up and blaming everybody and everything and everything else. I want people to see Jesus, and the only way they're going to see Jesus and me is to get rid of all this other stuff. And then the way to walk in true power and authority is to have everything of Satan out so that you never hurt anybody with the authority and the power. See, Lucifer had the kind of authority and power, and look how much damage he's done. One of the most, you don't know that the Antichrist won't be someone who was given lots of authority and power. They're either going to get it from really being one and one with the demonic or somehow walking in authority and power in God and it flipping. I don't want to be that. Get it out. Get it out. And he will. It's his job. That's what the Holy Spirit was sent to do. He was sent to sanctify us, set us apart, and make us holy. We just have to want him to do it. Just like Jesus Christ came to die, to set us free, to make the entrance way into the kingdom of God, he did it. Then he says, now it's better that I send the Holy Spirit. Do you know why? I always thought it's because the Holy Spirit could be everywhere at one time. That's part of it. But the main part of it is because Jesus only had to be one human being made in one body because his calling was to make the entrance way into the kingdom. Once you're in the kingdom, when the entrance way is made, now you need a Holy Spirit in each of us, sanctifying us, setting us apart, and making us holy so that we can operate in the kingdom with the authority and the power that the king wants to give us. And he says, better that I send the Holy Spirit. I've made the way. I've done my part. I've made the way into the kingdom. I took care of your sins. Come on in. But then the Holy Spirit has to do that work in us to make this all real. Yay. To be the teacher. To be the sanctifier. Set us apart. Make us holy. And find a bride for Christ.